Gerard Mayo. Gerard Mutton Lou, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing well, and it's for us in the media, man. It's been Tebow week leading up to this game. You saw this guy in the SEC. We've talked to him. We've talked to you about Tim Tebow, and you recognize the challenge that this offense presents this weekend.
Yeah, you know they have a lot of good players. You know, I know we hear a lot about Tim Tebow, but you know McGahee's playing well for him. Those receivers are doing a good job for him. The offensive line is blocking well, so it'll take a team effort to stop that offense.
Gerard, I was wondering this week. Who was Tim Tebow? Who was the guy you guys were going up against?
Well, different players did it, you know, because he can throw in and run the ball. So.
Yeah.
So different guys did it, and, you know, we got a good look this week.
Because we're talking about Julian Edelman's a guy that's obviously been a quarterback in the past, but he's not the size of a guy like Tim Tebow.
Yeah, like I said, it was by committee, so. A lot of people did it and gave us a good look. So.
Gerard, for you as a middle linebacker, what's the responsibility, not just with Tebow, but this read option look, which you don't see a lot in the NFL. For you in particular, your responsibilities and the different challenges an offense like this presents.
Yeah, you know, anytime an offense has multiple options on a specific play, you have to read your keys. It's all about reading keys. And one person on that offense will always give the play away, and it's a different person every time. So. No, it's all about reading keys and making sure everyone's on the same page.
You know, we talked a lot about guys like Ben Roethlisberger who get outside that pocket and make so much happen. Is that the idea with a guy like Tim Tebow? Keep him in that pocket and try to make him an NFL quarterback so he can't get out and make those runs and adjust on the run?
Yeah, you know, he makes a lot of plays, like you said, running around and kind of freestyling. But, you know, he's a strong guy, lower body. That's a great, comparison, like you said, you know, comparing him to Ben Roethlisberger as far as, you know, being strong in the pocket and his lower body strength being strong, you know, so it's all about stopping that.
You guys are going out a day early to Denver. Any word of that because you want to get used to the atmosphere we hear from players who get there and that something about that air, Gerard. I don't know if I believe it, but the players talk about that air and maybe the fatigue that the high altitudes of Denver poses.
I'm not sure what it is, to be honest with you, and you know, I played out there before and the air wasn't that bad to me, so I don't believe it either.
Now, Bill Belichick came on talking about, you know, the big topic here is spying a guy like Tim Tebow. Brian Urlacher was that guy last week for the Bears. Is that something, a look that you might be involved in?
Once again, it's a by committee type of thing. You know, we have different guys doing different things, and depending on what you're in, you know, you may have some, you know, you may have a defensive lineman doing it, you may have a safety doing it, you may have a linebacker doing it. So it all depends on the call.
We saw you end the game with an interception last week, but maybe a little bit hurt off the field. You okay? Was that a serious thing at the end of the Washington game?
Nah, I'm good. I'm ready to go.
I mean, you get your first interception in your career early on, then you bang out two. This is the big year right here. Big plays late.
Hey, hopefully we can keep it going.
Are you tied with Vince for now with two interceptions on the year?
That's terrible, too. That's terrible. Yeah, I'm tied with Vince Wilfork.
That couldn't have made him feel good. I mean, he had this. Yeah, I got two interceptions, and now you got a couple. I'm sure there was a few words exchanged after that.
There was a couple words exchanged, but hey, now you know we got a couple games left. I got to try to pass him. So.
This is an off the field football question, but we hear a lot about a quarterback for Denver and how he has somehow, Gerard, motivated that team. You've been in a lot of locker rooms with a lot of guys. Can a one player sort of elevate the play of everyone else, even if he plays on a different side of the football?
I think so. You know, anytime someone goes out there and leads by example, I think it kind of trickles down to everyone else, and you know, I hear it, that's what he does, and I think it's great.
How was this week as far as practice goes? You seen, you know, a couple weeks ago you win the game, but afterwards it sounded more like, you know, you're disappointed in your effort late not to finish. Last week there was some frustration we saw with Tom Brady, Bill O'Brien in the sidelines. What was this week of practice like for you guys?
It was a regular work week. You know, at the end of the day, we're still striving to play 60 minutes of football, so you know, we're still trying to put together a complete game, which we haven't done this year.
The NFL has come out, and I know James Harrison, Gerard, suspended for his hit head-to-head on a quarterback, and you play that linebacker position. They've said the appeal will not factor in. He'll be suspended for a game. You know, the way that the NFL protects their offensive players, is it getting tougher for you as a defensive player to recognize what's a penalty, what's not a penalty as you're playing defense?
It gets kind of great sometimes, but, you know, I think the coaches and the referees do an excellent job kind of showing us good examples and bad examples of plays and things like that. But at the end of the day, you know, those are the rules, and we have to abide by them no matter what side of the football you're on. So it does get tough, but at the same time, you know, this is what we're doing.
All right, we know you guys are getting ready to head out to Denver, Gerard. We'll let you go. We appreciate the time, and best of luck as you head take on the Fighting Tebows this weekend.
I appreciate it.
There he is. Gerard Mayo, our Patriots Friday guest, joins us every single Friday with Mutt and Lou, 93.7 WEEI.